Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That was my guy, Drew Carter, NBC Sports Boston, talking up the Boston Celtics. And we got to talk about them here. It's Patriots Monday, but we're going to squeeze this in for a little bit here, Fitzy, because you know who has the best record in the last 10 games in the National Basketball Association?
Tulane.
I don't think they play in the NBA.
Well, they're green, and there is a green wave currently running through the Eastern Conference, and that would be your white-hot Boston Celtics and Jordan
Actually, it's
Wallace.
The Thunder, who are 10-0 and only have one loss all year. But the next in line would be the Boston Celtics at 8-2.
Ah, screw the Thunder.
23-1. That's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, are we looking at a potential like greatest record in NBA history? That's got to be a product of the quality of the rest of the league and not the fact that they're some super team.
You know what their average point differential is?
I'm going to go 18.
Just under that, 16.1.
Jeez.
Next closest is Houston at 10. Then you drop down to 8. It goes down precipitously from there. Like, the Celtics is 6. Celtics are doing nice. They are now 15-9. They've won 8 of their last 10. They, you know, outscore the opponent by average of 6.7 points per game. But if you look out west, it really puts it in perspective. But the Celtics, JB, my guy's rolling. Terp talked about this. This was a killer stretch, a season-defining stretch, I believe he called it, on the Jones and Keefe show. Mm-hmm. And if that's true, then they're defining themselves as what some of us optimistic folk thought they would be. And that's a top half of the conference, legitimate playoff team with a chance to maybe make some noise and maybe make you have a reason to wonder, hey, how's Jason Tatum doing? When's Jason Tatum coming back? What's this going to look like if you add Jason Tatum to a team that's already rolling? Because, I mean, Jaylen Brown, I know, you know, I'm sort of the boy who cried wolf. I say it so much, but if you're not on the Jaylen Brown bandwagon by now, then you're biased. You're just a hater. There's something weird going on.
Oh, you've absolutely got an agenda. If you're not all in favor of the incredible season this guy's having right now, like just the team at large, like Jaylen Brown is. So what is it? They're 15-9 and they have 3 bad losses. So they could easily be, all right, 18-6, but like, okay, they could be a little bit better still. They're playing such great basketball. And what is it? Bill Simmons tweeted out earlier, second in offensive rating, first in made threes. Jaylen is 6th in points a game, and you've got contributions from all these guys now, like Minot and Kata and Simons. Like,
MVP, MVP, MVP.
Is that a drops disc played?
Nope, that was just me chanting MVP. And I don't think it's ridiculous. Do I think he's going to win it? No, I don't think he's going to win it. My guess is the reigning MVP.
Are you out of your mind?
Thanks, Ted. My guess is the reigning MVP, whose team is 23-1, probably has a good chance to win the MVP award, SGA. But Jaylen Brown is answering guys like Ted that wondered what this season would look like, wondering how he could step up to the number one role. Would he turn the ball? He's been super efficient. If you watch his games, other than that first quarter, what was that, two or three games ago, he's not turning it over at a crazy rate. He's shooting very efficiently. He is like, he's really playing tremendous basketball in an elevated role. And that's why they're winning. Like, everything is an offshoot of what he's doing. I know the big guy likes to say that Cade is the MVP, but...
Well, they did win by 10,000 the other night when he didn't play in Washington, but then again...
It was a
Washington
preseason game.
Yeah.
That was like, you know, Tulane versus James Madison. That was like a pre-playoff game. Yes, no, they... That was a ridiculous score, because it was... I don't know if you followed that game. I didn't watch it closely, but I was following the score, and it was, like, relatively competitive, and I was like, oh, you know, two teams that aren't playing anybody, JB sitting out. And then I was like, good Lord, what happened? When did it turn into a 45-point win for the Celtics? But this team, they're learning on the fly. And whether it's for this year and whatever they're going to do in the spring, I don't know what they're going to do in the spring, where they're going to be seated, whether Tatum will be back. I feel like they are laying the foundation to be a better basketball team when Jason Tatum returns, and what some of these guys have been asked to do now and how they'll be able to contribute moving forward in whatever Brad Stevens turns this roster into in the next iteration. That's the word I've heard a lot. The next iteration of the Celtics with Jason Tatum. I think there's some good stuff being done right now.
There's some great stuff being done right now. I do have to ask this logical follow-up, though. Does this in any way, shape, or form change how you feel about Joe Mazzulla?
Yeah, it has to. How can I know? I have to be consistent. If I thought two people were in the spotlight this year, Jaylen Brown and Joe Mazzulla,
you would be correct on both accounts.
Jaylen Brown has been great. Jaylen Brown is playing the best basketball of his career. Jaylen Brown is playing at an MVP level, an all NBA level. Joe Mazzulla had his hiccups early in the year. I didn't think he was doing a great coaching job, but I think he kind of felt it out, right? Like we were talking about Rocky earlier. Some of those boxing matches you watch, and you know, like the first few rounds, like nothing happens. They're just kind of jabbing, feeling each other out, getting a feel for each other.
Letting the fight come to them. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like Joe Mazzulla was doing that. They were jabbing a little bit, getting a feel for his team and how they were going to play and the roles and all that. And now they're kind of hitting their stride, and they've hit their stride at an important time. If they had not been playing good basketball, they'd be in a serious hole. They would have dug a hole that they might not have been able to get out of.
Yeah, which two guys should this have been more on than your max contract veteran who has always wanted the opportunity to prove that he's an alpha and he can be a top dog on the team and in the league? So Jaylen Brown got that opportunity. Look at him. He's finally making the most of it. Joe Mazzulla, people have been questioning, oh, he lucked into all this team. The talent took them to the title. Oh, look what Mazzulla was able to not do last year, pull them out of a tailspin and lose to the Knicks. Well, looks like Joe Mazzulla actually is figuring out his rotation, figuring out how to adapt on the fly with this team until Tatum comes back, and figuring out to get the most of his team that lost almost an entire starting lineup last year due to free agency and injury.
So the text line chimes in, as they so often do, with some mixed opinions. The 774, he definitely won me over. Thanks, Andy. And then the 781 says, Hart, please remove your head from Brown's buttocks and come up for air. So there's probably some truth and some fairness to both of those texts. 617-779-7937 if you want to join in on the phone line or the text line. Coming up next, we're going back to football. Big weekend in the NFL, big weekend in the AFC. How do you feel about your Patriots and how they measure up to the conference, to the Super Bowl contenders? Is it just a mediocre year? And is the eventual AFC champion going to be looked at with a squeezing of the nose, a holding of the nose, because the conference may have a playoff field that doesn't include Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson? We'll talk about that next here, 617-779-7937. Remember, 4:30, it's the quarterback segment. We should talk to Drake May, and we'll definitely have a QB under the tree giveaway. That's all up next here on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.